This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Governor Gavin Newsom's office projects that as many as 25 million Californians could contract COVID-19. That has residents here wondering who will be among those that are infected and if hospital supplies are getting overwhelmed, how treatment will be handled too. Each morning here, we've been checking in with Dr. Michael Wilkes. He's professor of medicine and public health at UC Davis, and he told KCRW's Kaylee Wells that even in 2020, the richer you are, the more likely you are to avoid getting infected by COVID-19.
There's lots of advice that we're giving people. I've talked daily about the need to shelter in place and isolation, but low-income people just can't afford to follow it the way others can. Poor people live in cramped apartments. They might share bathrooms and kitchens. They don't have dishwashers that kill germs. They can't take their car to the store or the doctor. They've got to use public transportation. They need to go to work because their jobs can't be done remotely. Remember that the elderly are amongst the poorest people in society. You know, we think about going to the supermarket and stocking up food for a couple of weeks. Well, they can't. They live paycheck to paycheck. In fact, 40% don't even have enough money for an emergency. So they've got to go out a lot more. And, you know, I've been giving advice, if you're sick, if you have a cough, call your primary care doctor. But, you know, I was reminded yesterday by a patient, they laughed and said, "Really? You know, I don't even have a primary care doctor. I've never had a primary care doctor. Who would I call?" And, you know, it sort of hit home to me. So there are lots of reasons why people with lower incomes are more likely to contract this disease.
Are they also more likely to get sicker? Say if we have two infected people, one is of a higher socioeconomic background than the other. Is the lower socioeconomic background more likely to get sick?
Yeah, good question. The answer is probably yes. So COVID amplifies what's already a huge problem with disparities in healthcare here in America. And it really is forcing us to grapple with the idea of is healthcare a right or is it a privilege? If it's a right, then everyone should have equal access to high-quality basic health care. And these days, that means free testing and treatment for everyone who's standing on American soil. Everyone. But I have patients, many, who have no insurance. In fact, the estimates are that about 25 million Americans either have no insurance or have insurance with deductibles that's so high they can't afford to get health care. So when they get sick, they're afraid to come in for testing. But then they get sicker and sicker. And when they do come, they're much sicker and they're much more likely to have serious complications.
Is it also possible then that if you have less access to healthcare, then you have less access to the shortage of test kits that we have? So maybe we're seeing more positive cases in higher socioeconomic backgrounds than is true?
Absolutely. I think that there's a disparity in terms of who's getting tested. Rich people get tested more for lots of reasons, be they Tom Hanks and his wife or Idris Elba or the NBA players who got tested even when the tests were in short supply and the team consumed 20% of all tests, even though they didn't meet any CDC criteria. So yes, our nation is built for the wealthy, and those with special status always have gotten better and more care. And in this case, that I think means more frequent tests, even when testing may not be the best use of very valuable and limited resources.
So experts and research are suggesting that as more cases show up, that treatment and supplies and all of that is going to be more limited. Is there any concern that there's going to be a disparity in what types of people get access to that treatment?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to sound like a skeptic, but the answer, I think, is absolutely. Increasingly, doctors across the country are saying it's time to waive the cost of treatment and testing, and that by doing this, it's not just the poor that are going to benefit, but everybody's going to benefit if we can keep this illness from spreading. Hospitalization for an infected person is going to cost tens of thousands of dollars each. It'll be even more if people get gravely sick. So prevention is far cheaper than treatment. If we made COVID testing and care free, it wouldn't only just be humane and compassionate, but there's evidence that it would boost the economy long term. So to me, that's a no-brainer. But for now, this is just the beginning of the epidemic here in America. Can you imagine what will happen if there are a shortage of respirators and we need to decide as a society who gets them? Is everyone going to be given an equal choice? I sort of doubt it.
That was Dr. Wilkes speaking with KCRW's Kaylee Wells.